Title: 1 hour workflow drills for break chopping intermediate. All right, let's run a 1 hour workflow drill that will make you scary fast at chopping breaks in Ableton Live for drum and bass and jungle. This is not a perfect sound design session. This is a speed and decision making workout. You're training the muscle of import, warp correctly, slice cleanly, build a rolling two bar groove, create variations that actually feel intentional, throw on a reliable break bus, and then arrange a quick 16 to 32 bars so it's track ready. Set a timer for 60 minutes. Seriously, the timer is part of the lesson. You're practicing committing. Suggested tempo, 172 to 176. I'm going to call 174 BPM as the default. Before we start, a quick mindset note. The goal is arrangement-ready edits, not endless tweaking. You're building a repeatable process you can run 3, 4, 5 times a week. 000 to 005. Session setup, fast and repeatable. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a couple tracks. Make an audio track for your raw break. Call it Break Raw or just Break. Then make a MIDI track where the sliced drum rack will live. Call it Break Rack. And create a group track that will become your break bus. If you already have a template for this, even better. Over time, you want a Break Lab template that loads instantly with your bus chain and returns ready to go. That alone saves you 5 to 10 minutes every session. Now set up two return tracks. Return A is a short room reverb. Return B is a delay using echo. On return A, load Ableton stock reverb. Keep this small and tight. Decay around 0.35 to 0.6 seconds. Size around 15 to 25%. Pre-delay around 8 to 20 milliseconds. High cut somewhere between 6 and 9K. Low cut between 200 and 400 HC. The idea is glue and depth, not wash. If you hear obvious reverb tails, you've gone too far. On return B, load echo. Turn sync on. Choose a time like 1/8 or 1/16. Keep feedback low, around 10 to 25%. Filter it so the delay isn't muddy. High pass around 300 HC, low pass around 6 to 8K. Optional coaching tip. Color code your slices later. Kicks red, snares blue, hats yellow, weird bits purple. It sounds nerdy, but it makes you faster because your eyes stop hunting. 005 to 015. Import and warp correctly, the don't skip phase. Drag in a break. Amen. Think, hot pants whatever you've got. Could be from a pack, could be something you recorded. Doesn't matter. What matters is you warp it right. Click the clip. In clip view, turn warp on. Now, the most important move. Find the real one. Usually the first kick transient, but don't assume. Zoom in. Listen. Confirm. When you've got the correct downbeat, right click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Warp mode. Choose beats for full breaks. Preserve transients. Envelope somewhere around 30 to 60 as a starting point. If it gets clicky or chattery, raise the envelope a bit. Now do the quick warp check. Loop one bar. And here's the rule that saves you from pain later. Warp the snares first. If you get the snares landing consistently on beats 2 and 4, your break will feel anchored, and slicing becomes way more predictable. So listen. Is the snare drifting? If yes, add a warp marker at each snare transient and nudge it into place. Don't go warp marker crazy. Use the minimum number of markers needed. Too many markers can make the break stiff and weird. Extra coach note, if you feel like warping killed the groove, do this in order. First, lock the main snares. Second, remove any warp markers you don't absolutely need. Third, let the in-between hits breathe. A bit of micro drift is part of the magic in breaks. 015 to 025, slice to MIDI. Your main chopping workflow. Now that the break is warped and stable, right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient, one slice per transient, and choose the built-in preset, Slice to Drum Rack. You'll get a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip triggering them. Now do immediate cleanup. 2 minutes, no more. Open the drum rack and identify the money slices, a kickish slice, a snare slice, some hats, and some ghosty in-between stuff. If there are way too many micro-slices, don't panic. Here's slice hygiene. Mute questionable slices first rather than deleting them one by one. You can delete the muted ones in one pass later. Also, consider re-slicing by 1/16th if the break is consistent and you want more predictable control. Another pro speed move. Put the money slices in a consistent area, like the top row around C1 to G1. That way your fingers land in the same places across different breaks, and your muscle memory builds. And remember, clip gain is your best friend in a sliced rack. If hats are harsh, Don't immediately smash the whole loop with compression. Click the slice in Simpler and pull down the gain 1 to 3 dB. If the snare slice is the hero, push it a touch. You'll get clarity without flattening the groove. 0.25 to 0.35. Build a rolling 2-bar core loop with DNB anchors. Set your MIDI clip loop to 2 bars. Now we create anchors. In drum and bass, the snare is home bass. Put the snare on beat 2 and beat 4 in both bars. So, 1.2, 1.4, 2.2, 2.4. Then add the kick. Start simple. A kick on 1.1. Add another kick around 1.3 or 1.3.3 depending on the vibe. If you want it rolling, you might keep it lean and let the ghost notes do the movement. If you want it heavier, you can add a more obvious second kick. Now bring in hats and ghost notes using slices that have texture and shuffle. Place a few offbeats, then to the beat, to get that forward motion. And here's a timing trick that screams DNB. Don't quantize everything. Keep the anchors tight, but nudge a few ghost hits late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. That slight drag can create swing without sounding like obvious shuffle. In Ableton, you can use note nudge in the lower panel, or you can try groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove or an MPC style groove. Apply it at 10 to 25%. If it helps, keep it. If it hurts the break's natural feel, back it off or ditch it. Quick a slash B check like a DJ. Mute and unmute your break RAW against your chopped rack. Ask one question. Does my chopped version still carry the original momentum? If your version sounds like it's tripping or losing forward motion, simplify and re-anchor the snare. 0.35 to 0.45. Create two variation clips, fast and intentional. Duplicate your 2-bar clip twice. Name them A Core, B Ghost plus Stutter, and C Fill. Variation B, Ghost plus Stutter. Add one or two ghost notes just before the snare hits. Think 1/16th before beat 2 or 1/16th before beat 4. Keep them lower velocity. You're creating urgency, not clutter. Then add a tiny stutter, maybe with a hat slice. Three hits at 1/32nd right before a snare is plenty. Use it sparingly. If you stutter every bar, it stops being special and starts being annoying. Variation C, Fill. Replace the last half bar with busier slicing. Grab 4 to 8 slices and reorder them. You're aiming for that jungle cut-up moment without turning the whole loop into chaos. Add a snare flam. Two snare hits spaced 10 to 25 milliseconds apart. That flam is a classic phrase-ending signal. Remember the principle. DNB energy comes from small changes every 2 to 4 bars, not random chaos every bar. Your listener should feel movement, not confusion. If you want advanced variation ideas, try these. Call and response snare edits. Bar 1 is normal. Bar 2 keeps the same backbeat but adds a tiny pickup 1/16th before beat 4. Low velocity. Subtle, but it makes the loop feel like it's talking. Or hat rotation. Keep the same hat rhythm, but swap which hat slice you trigger every 1 to 2 bars. Alternate a brighter hat slice with a darker one. It creates movement without adding more notes. Or the one-hit replacement rule. Every 4 bars, replace exactly one kick or snare with an alternate slice from the same break. That's classic jungle identity shift without rebuilding everything. 0.45 to 0.55, break bus chain, stock devices that hit hard. Now group your break tracks. Select the break rack track and anything else related, then group them so you have a break bus. On the group, insert your chain. First, EQ8, high pass at 25 to 40 Hz with a steep slope to remove rumble. If the break is boxy, cut gently around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If it's dull, a tiny lift around 3 to 6K can help, like plus 1 dB. Tiny moves. You're not mastering, you're prepping a drum bus. Second, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Boom 0 to 20. But be careful because boom can mess with your low-end balance, especially if there's a separate sub and kick later. Damp to taste, often 20 to 40%. Third, glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional soft clip-on if you want a little extra density. Fourth, saturator. Mode analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB soft clip-on. Then trim the output so the level matches when bypassed. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're fooling yourself. Transient control is optional, because drum bus already shapes transients. But if something is too spiky, you can use a fast compressor move, or you can do the old-school manual approach. Adjust slice gains in Simpler. Now send a little of the break to return A, That short room, start around minus 20 to minus 12 dB send level. Keep low end out of the reverb with the reverb's low cut. You want cohesion, not mud. Extra sound design options if you're going dark and heavy, try parallel dirt. Make a return call dirt, put saturator in analog clip mode, then redux very subtly, then EQ 8 band passed roughly from 200 Hz to 6K. Send your break lightly. You get aggression without losing the main punch, or pitch a few slices down 1 to 3 semitones inside the drum rack, often snares or tom-ish hits. That can instantly add menace. And here is a big one. Darkness lives in the mids, not the sub. Keep your sub region clean for club translation. Let the character sit around 300 Hz to 1.5K, controlled. 0.55 to 1.00, micro arrangement, 16 to 32 bars. Now arrange quickly. Don't overthink. You're proving the loop can live in a phrase. Bars 1 to 8, intro, automate a high pass on the break bus. Start filtered, like around 200 Hz, and slowly open it down toward 40 Hz. Bring in hats and texture first, then the full break. Bars 9 to 24, the drop or main section. Alternate clips, 2 to 4 bars of A, then B, back to A, then use C as a fill at the end of a phrase. Bars 25 to 32, switcher end phrase, use clip C around bar 31 to 32. Optionally do a one beat silence or a quick tape stop style edit to create a hard transition. Classic DNB transition move, on the last snare of a phrase, automate the reverb send up so it blooms, then hard cut back to dry right on the downbeat. That contrast feels huge. As you finish, do a final checklist. Are the snares locked? Did you preserve kick and snare punch? Or did your bus chain flatten it? Do you have a clear variation every 2 to 4 bars? And most importantly, does it roll at 174? Common mistakes to watch for. If you warp the kick instead of the snare, your groove will wobble. Lock snares first. If you have too many slices, you'll have no control. Mute and delete the useless ones, or reslice by 1/16. If you overquantized, the break loses life. Keep anchors tight. Let ghosts breathe. If your bus chain makes the break smaller, it's probably gain staging and too much drive across multiple devices. Back off and level match. If low end fights your bass later, high pass the break and let your dedicated kick and sub own 40 to 120. Now, to turn this into a real skill, here's the mini daily drill. 15 minutes. Repeat it 3 to 5 times a week. 5 minutes. Warp and slice to drum rack. 5 minutes. Build a 2-bar loop with anchors plus 6 to 10 ghost hits. This audio version is shortened for playback.